gospel, we are listening to Jesus talking and teaching, what we call is part of the Sermon on the Mountain. And it's a continuation of what we heard last week. And Jesus is talking about the law of Moses, which Jesus did not deny that law, but he's helping his disciples and those who listen to really center in what is essential to that law. No Evangelho escuchamos Jesús, que está hablando en el sermón de la montaña, y está hablando de los mandamientos, enseñando a sus discípulos, a la gente, que, bueno, cómo vivir el sentido verdadero de estos mandamientos. Now, the first reading and the gospel, both of them will challenge us, at least challenges me. When the first reading, book of the Leviticus, which is a book in the Bible that basically is a book of laws, the law of Moses, he says, be holy, because your God is holy. La primera lectura nos habla, sean santos, porque tu Dios es santo. Bem complicado. Como podemos ser santos? O que significa, sendo que não é uma sugestão, não é uma opinião, é uma ordem. Sejam santos, como Deus é santo. Then in the gospel, after explaining some of the commandments, Jesus also says, be perfect as the Father in heaven is perfect. El Evangelio dice, sean perfectos como Dios lo es. Would it be that perfection would mean to go or to learn all the commandments, to memorize them? Know everything about theology and all difficult and different words and laws and doctrines? Would that make us really holy? Será que aprender y memorizar de memoria todos los mandamientos, todas las doctrinas, todas las enseñanzas, será que eso nos hace santos? No son solamente o memorizar, o saber de cor, leis, doutrinas, grandes estudos e tratados de teologia, enciclopédias inteiras. Isso não é garantia de santidade. If we memorize all the doctrines and everything, let us not take for granted, it could not make us holy, even if we know all that. We will have the knowledge that there is something more that is needed. Conocer, saber de memoria, puede ser un principio, pero algo más se necesita. What we celebrate today, once a year that we gather and we put We decided to call it One Church, One Family, that we gather here all together. And in this Mass, we see we have more than English, you know, English, we say a little bit of Spanish, a little bit of Portuguese. We're going to hear the prayer of the faithful, other languages, all from people, from our parish. It is an invitation to leave what Jesus is asking from us. We do this because we want to be holy. And as I was mentioning, holiness is not only memorizing all, you know, the doctrines. Of course, as Jesus always said, he never denied the law. You know, we are not denying doctrines or laws. We should learn from them. I have no doubt about it. But it's not a guarantee. Love will make us holy. El amor nos hace santos. Now, again, to talk about love could be the easiest thing that there is, or the most difficult thing there is. Because you can talk and talk, and in the end, you haven't said nothing. You know, you keep on saying things, beautiful poetry and this. What does it mean? Love is forgiveness. Love is respect. Love is understanding. Love is being able to get out of our comfort zone. No, I'm cozy, I'm happy here, I don't want anything to do what is outside of my little circle. Sometimes love will demand from us to get out there. El amor es concreto. No es una palabra solamente de poesía. No. El amor es ver en la otra persona un hermano, una hermana. Especialmente el que más necesita de una ayuda. Es ser solidario con el que llora. Es extender una mano al caído. Es hacer como hizo el buen samaritano. No medir esfuerzos para que el otro esté bien. When we gather from different places, we bring one thing in common. We all gather here to profess our faith in Jesus. That's common denominator. That's what gathers us here. No matter where we come from, no matter how we got here, each one of us will have a story to tell. Some are very recent. Others are from our parents, grandparents, 3-4 generations, it doesn't matter. We all come and we find a family. And we are happy that we can knock at the door and that door will open. That's how we want our parish to be. Doors open so that anyone can find here a family, a home, a place to call home, a place that I will see, look how many brothers and sisters I have. Precisamos fazer dessa nossa comunidade a nossa casa, onde nós nos sintamos família, mesmo que eu conheça pouco de quem está do meu lado, mesmo que eu não conheça tantas histórias pessoais de quem está aqui. No entanto, nossa fé em Jesus Cristo nos faz irmãos e irmãs, e é o ponto elo de união que deveria colocar por terra toda discriminação, todo julgamento, todo preconceito que podemos ter no nosso coração. Isso é a lei do amor. Esse é o caminho da santidade. We're going to be holy, I believe, when we indeed open our eyes, open our minds, open our doors, the doors of our heart, the doors of our home, the doors of our church, and we will say, welcome, brother, welcome, sister. We want to feel at home. That's a practical way of looking for that holiness. Now, the colors that we see, you know, some of us, we ask, you can come dressed as, and we're going to see dressed in their national colors, national customs. And once we go to the hall after Mass, everybody's invited, we go there. There is a bit plenty of food from different places, so we can enjoy that. And we'll see the colors, and we'll see the happiness. That's the church. Catholic means universal. Means we gather from all places, you know. Reminds some words of the prophet, talking about Zion, talking about Jerusalem. All peoples from all lands will be gathered into the house of the Lord. We are living that. All peoples from all nations. That we believe will help us in our journey of holiness. Que este día sea un día no solamente de una fiesta exterior donde nos vestimos bien bonitos y alegres, pero represente de verdad lo que queremos compartir, enseñar de los dones que hemos recibido de nuestra cultura, pero también aprender de tantos otros. Una vez que salimos de nuestra tierra, dejamos un poco para atrás, pero aprendemos y tenemos la oportunidad de ganar mucho más y aprender mucho más. Así que esto es vivir en comunidad. No hay mejor, no hay peor, no hay primero, no hay segundo. Hay hermanos y hermanas que compartimos juntos esta fe con alegría. There is no first, there is no second class. We're all God's children. And as God's children, we want to praise the Lord. And the best way to do is when we gather at the Eucharist, at this table. We're all the same. We're all treated equally as children of God. And then when we come, we're all nourished by the same body and blood of the Lord. May that nourishment give us the courage to always believe in love, to avoid hatred, the gospel says. There's so much division in the world. There's so much hate, so much prejudice. We are called in the name of our faith not to go into that, but to believe in the goodness that lies in every person that we meet. Today, that's what we celebrate. We praise the Lord for giving us the gift. We praise the Lord for giving us our parish so many gifts. And I praise the Lord for each one of you for being here, for choosing this place. And may every time we meet, the one step will be one step closer to that holiness that we are called to be. Holy as our God is holy.